Commentator Bill Harley is a storyteller and musician who spends a lot of time with children. Over the years, he's noticed one bittersweet rite of passage for kids of a certain age, and it always seems to occur at this time of year.
It happens every spring. Some particular day in April or May, maybe when the leaves open on the maple trees, maybe when the frogs call, maybe when the standardized tests are finished. Only the day before, fifth graders meet me with openness, expressiveness, and humor. They are game for anything, smart enough to follow whatever I throw at them, and trusting enough to go with me wherever I want to go, goofy or magical. They laugh openly. They applaud. They will even sing out loud in public. And then it happens. On the next day, or the next minute, their faces are suddenly lacking in affect. They fold their arms. They yawn. They cast sidelong glances at their peers to gauge their reactions. By the end of the week, they will have learned to roll their eyes and smirk. I suspect it is contagious. They catch it from each other. It's a painful thing to watch, like a carapace congealing and closing around each individual. Don't show anything, not in a crowd. Is this necessary? Do these open, alert beings have to sink into the abyss of pre-adolescent coolness? After years of watching, I've come to understand that the answer is yes, they need to do this. Because 11 years old is when you fully realize that the world outside you is separate from you. It's when you notice the headlines and see that the system doesn't work all that well. The world is not as advertised. It's when you realize that despite your loved ones' affirmations for your efforts, doing something well is difficult and may not come easily. Failure is possible. And most paradoxically, this day in spring is when we discover that we care. We care what others think of us. We want to be unique, but we want to belong. And it's that tension between being an individual and belonging that challenges us for the rest of our days. Well, yes, that and hormones. One can't forget hormones. I see it every spring, and it hurts to watch. I wish those fifth graders could keep their enthusiasm and sweet obliviousness. I'd sure like some of mine back. But they can't. Not if they're going to grow up. And that's what they're going to do.
Bill Harley is a storyteller and musician. His latest CD is called I Wanna Play.